Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
We must stop funding evil. We're going to be talking about this unbelievable discovery that DOGE has been releasing regarding the federal government. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, I think you just sit there with your jaw open when you start seeing these lists of how taxpayer dollars, my dollars, your dollars, have been spent on this outrageous agendas. I mean, we talked about last week on these animal abuse situations where they're doing all this research. And then also all this DEI, LGBT stuff and other countries that we've been funding.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen the government heavy-handed billion-dollar push to force diversity, equity, and inclusion, or so-called DEI, initiatives down the throats of Americans. We've seen the racist ideology that sets aside individual skills or merit and that have been promoting this in foreign countries with hundreds of millions of dollars. We see the LGBTQ agenda. Here's just a small sample. $1.5 million to advance diversity, equity, and inclusion in Serbia's workplaces and business communities. $70,000 to pay for the production of a DEI musical in Ireland. Are you kidding me?
This is laughable, but it's not.
$10,000, Holly, to press Lithuanian corporations to promote DEI values paid for by the State Department. Why are we spending any money in these foreign countries to push DEI?
Well, you know, I think a lot of this started with Obama, and you saw what he was pushing during his administrations, and then just continued with the Biden administration, and it's just gotten out of hand in a crazy way.
Well, you got $8,000 to promote DEI among the LGBTQ groups in Cyprus. So we're funding DEI in Serbia, a DEI musical in Ireland, DEI in Lithuania, DEI in Cyprus. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. Well, you know, the House and Senate, they hold the purse strings. And so President Donald Trump has issued the directive. He has set the plumb line. And he has authorized DOGE to discover what's behind these massive funding budgets and where their money is going. And so now that they're recovering this information and providing it, what do we do? Well, he's being challenged in the courts. I think the courts will lose this, but they'll delay him from accomplishing what he wants. The best thing is Congress, they hold the purse strings. Mm-hmm. And so they're coming up for the budget reconciliation in March. And that's a good opportunity to slash these items that DOGE is discovering from the budget. And the good news is that they don't need the 60-vote majority in the United States Senate because it's a budget reconciliation matter.
Oh, that's great news because, you know, you've just watched every time these continuing resolutions or CRs, as they call them, comes up for a vote, you see the amount of money, and that's where they're hiding these. You know, that's why all this money went to Ukraine. That's why all this money went to all these other places. Because they package that in there, and then they want the whole CR to get passed instead of going line by line. What is each dollar going toward?
Yeah. And so, you know, I'm encouraging you to urge Congress, members of Congress in both the House and the Senate, to use the continuing resolution to wipe out non-essential government spending. You can go to lcaction.org, lcaction.org. We have a number of emails, and we have a platform where you can fax members of Congress. And you can also sign a petition. I believe, Holly, we need to solidify President Donald Trump's actions and ensure that the government funds aren't wasted on racist, anti-American efforts like DEI, LGBTQ, and many other wasteful spending.
And, you know, I think it was Elon Musk that brought up the idea that the public should have access to these things so many days before they're voted on. Yeah. I know they don't give the legislators enough time. The CRs are just packed with information. They don't have enough time to read them. Well, they need to do that, first of all, but also give access to the public several days to go through this so that we can get on the phone, email, fax our legislators and say, no, do not vote on this because of this.
And some of these line items are line items where, you know, you can say, all right, this should not go. But others are block. Like, for example, we litigated a number of years on behalf of a church for Section 8 housing. They applied for a grant under HUD, the Housing and Urban Development. And we ended up getting an injunction. What we found is that this grant of a couple of million dollars that they were applying for was part of a block grant that came from HUD to the southeastern part of the United States. Mm-hmm. So when you look at the spending, you might see this block money from Congress going to HUD. HUD then splits it up into four regions of the country. And then HUD takes applications and they then distribute the money to certain recipients. Now, Congress is not going to see those recipients until after the fact. So even seeing that kind of block money going to an organization or an agency, you will not know on the front end as to where all that money's going. You might know some of it, but you're not going to know all of it because then it becomes broken up into smaller distributions and grants to these organizations, and that's where the deep state comes in. But Congress can go back and say, you know what? We're going to zero out your grant. We're going to zero out your money. And therefore, if we find that you're abusing this money, like they are, then just wipe them out. You know, we need a smaller federal government anyway. Mm-hmm. Here's some of the racist, reckless, anti-American spending that DOGE has uncovered. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. $1.5 million to promote LGBTQ job opportunities in Serbia. $1.5 million. $47,000 for a so-called transgender opera in Colombia.
What is that?
Can you imagine?
No.
We're paying $47,000 for a so-called transgender opera in Colombia.
And we have Americans that are living in tents right now that are suffering.
From the hurricane.
Uh-huh.
From the fires.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, here's the sad thing. If this is not fixed, this funding, it doesn't matter who's the president of the United States.
Right.
Because they can have the best agenda, an America First, a Judeo-Christian value agenda. But if the agencies then say, well, I don't really care what the president says. I don't really care what the people think. Because we have the purse strings and we're going to just go out. And I don't care whether the states are passing laws to ban puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and mutilating surgeries for kids. I don't care. If they say that, they then take our money, and they go out and they spend it on a foreign nation to do exactly what we oppose.
Like USAID, FEMA, for example. They're not really helping American people.
No. It's like one of the grants of $60 million went to, was it $60 million? At least $60 million went to a electric bus company in Canada. Not to make electric buses for Americans, but to make electric buses for Canadians. $60 million. Why are we spending $60 million to help a foreign country make electric buses for them rather than us, or, you know, spending it on Americans?
So my question would be, who in Congress is getting money off of that?
And then the company went bankrupt. So what they did is they sent the company the entire $60 million all at once. And now the company's gone bankrupt. So we have $32,000 for a transgender comic book in Peru, $2 million for, quote, sex changes and LGBTQ activism in Guatemala, $1 million for French-speaking LGBTQ groups in West and Central Africa, $20,600 for a drag show in Ecuador, $3.3 million for being LGBTQ in the Caribbean. My goodness, $80,000 for an LGBTQ community center in Slovakia. $16,500 to foster a united and equal queer feminist discourse in Albanian society. $39,000 to host seminars in Scotland's Edinburgh International Book Festival on gender identity and racial equality, and the list goes on and on.
What if we send that kind of money over to send Bibles and send evangelists and counselors to help these people instead of this absurd agenda? People need, you know, life-changing, eternal, the gospel.
This is jaw-dropping and it's maddening, Holly.
And we're paying for it.
Our tax dollars that we pay every year, they're using it for this kind of anti-American, anti-Christian, nonsense, insane spending.
And wonder how long it's been going on.
Yeah, for far too long. So go to lcaction.org, make your voice known, demand Congress act, and they excise from the budget this unnecessary spending.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.